I always enjoy talking hockey, but usually it's Randy Moeller and Goldie and Plagans and Sean Thornton. Talk to Frank Vetrano here. Dude's on fire. All right, we'll go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Frank Vetrano in his fourth season with the Panthers. And this dude, I mentioned it earlier, he has scored a goal in the last three games. Three goals, three games, guys on fire. And that's got to feel good, Frank, I'm guessing, right? Like, forget about, you know, not getting dubs the last couple of games. But, I mean, to score a goal every game, that's got to feel good.
Yeah, you know, it's been pretty good. Obviously, with the competition we have playing, divisional opponents every night, we wish we can get those 2 points, but we're finding ways to get points in different ways. So, you know, it's better than leaving no points on the table there.
Yeah, I was going to say, because you guys get a point in each game against the Hurricanes. Nice to get a win, obviously, but the start for this team has been incredible, right? 21 games, they're 13-4-4. We've talked about this, Crowder and I, a million times, you know, with Moeller and Goldie and Plagans. Like, you know, it always seems like the Panthers start slow and then they're playing catch up the rest of the season and we're looking at games in hand and we're trying to get a long winning streak going. Your guys' start to the season has been ridiculously good.
Yeah, I think that's been the key to our success is we know how short the season is, so. You know, it's a sprint to the finish line. Most seasons are a marathon. So, you know, we knew we had to get off the right start. You can't play catch up because when you're kind of behind the eight ball, when you're at the 20 game mark, you're kind of playing catch up. And I think that's how we were last year. I think we started clicking right before that break there when everything was shut down due to COVID. And we knew we couldn't, you know, get things together too late. We had to start off soon. And I think that's been a great part of our success.
And Frank, I'm a nickname guy. Is it Tank? Is it the natural Frank the Tank? Like, do you have a nickname? I'm a nickname guy, man.
Yeah, they call me Tank, you know, but it's good. I like it.
Okay, Tank. Well, now I'm comfortable.
Is there ever a Frank, though, that's not called Tank?
I think everyone's seen Old School, so I think that's the reason why.
Right.
If you have the name Frank, Tank's thrown in there.
Yeah, it just makes sense.
Okay, Tank.
Yeah.
If like after three games of, you know, scoring goals, that the fourth game coming up, like, is there anything said? Like, do you look at the guys like, hey, bro, I got three in a row. Give me the puck.
No. You know, for me, it's kind of just playing my game every single night. When you're doing the little things right, you know, playing fast, being physical, being reliable, that's when you get rewarded with scoring goals. And now playing on the line with Sasha Barkov and Carter Verhaeghe right now, two great players. I know I just need to work hard, get them the puck and get open, and I'll get my chances. So, you know, when you get put with the right players and you do the little things right, you always get rewarded.
Frank Vetrano is with us from the Florida Panthers. Now, explain this, if you can. I don't even know if you can. But the last three games, you're down a couple goals in the third period. You guys haven't scored a goal in the first two periods of the past four games. I mean, the four games ago, you guys got shut out. But the past three games where you guys have ended up scoring goals and going to overtime and shootouts, you haven't scored a goal in the first two periods. Is there an explanation for that?
I don't think so. I think there's spurts in the season where, you know, goal scoring and production, it becomes a little harder, especially when you're seeing the same opponent. You know, we're playing teams back-to-back now, sometimes three in a row. So, they know how to shut down our offense, and then just kind of an adjustment you need to make. And obviously we like to score goals early and to play with a lead, and that's something that we talk about. But we're still finding the way to score goals in the third period, and, you know, hopefully we can start stringing some goals in the earlier periods here with the next games we got.
And, Tank, what about Coach Q? Because we were so excited when they went and got him. He a multi-time Stanley Cup, you know, winning coach. Like, Coach Q, is he as good as we amp him up to be? Because he's going to the Hall of Fame. How is it like to play for Q?
Yeah, it's great. He's a great coach, and he's a great person too. Whether you're talking about you know, a different subject in hockey, he's very approachable, and honesty is the big thing with him, and he'll let you know where you stand. He's never sugarcoats anything. You know exactly where you stand with him, so that's a good thing about him. It doesn't matter what kind of player you are, or fourth liner, first liner, if you're not playing well, you're not going to play. So you know, everything with him is about hard work and doing the things the right way. And, you know, he's a good coach to have behind the bench.
Yeah, that is one of the things that we've noticed with him. If you are not performing, it doesn't matter where you are in the hierarchy. You're going to be on the bench. And we've had him on. He's like you say, he doesn't sugarcoat anything. Likes to, I remember we talked to him, Crowder, what do you watch on TV? He likes to watch the horse races on TVG. Like, we, you know, he's exactly who you'd expect him to be. But we, now, because Frank Vetrano is with us from the Panthers, so this team is really fun to watch. I happen, like, when I was saying you guys haven't scored in the first couple of periods, I mean, I'm not on the team, so I love watching the third period comebacks. Like, it's really fun to watch and get behind you guys and root for you guys. But because of all the COVID protocols and lack of access, you know, there's only limited fans and media can't really do a locker room scrum like they used to be able to do. Let's learn a little bit about this team from you here, okay? Who is, according to Frank Vetrano, who is the funniest player on the Panthers?
Definitely Keith Yandle, hands down.
No question. And would everyone agree with that?
Yeah, I think if you ask the whole entire roster, you're going to get the same answer every time.
He's just he's a cut up, or he's telling jokes like he's just all, like, everything's funny to him.
He does it all. Whether he's not trying to be funny, it's still funny, and he has good jokes. And he's a guy who's been around a long time, and he's great for our locker room. You know, he's a great teammate, he's a great friend. So, you know, he's definitely a guy that keeps the room light, and he's a fun person to be around.
Solana, write that down. Let's get Keith Yandle on the show.
Oh,
someone
it.
To make me laugh. Who's the guy you don't want to get angry?
I'd probably say Racco Gudas, the Butcher.
That guy looks crazy. He looks like he would. He looks like he could kill you with his eyes.
Oh yeah, I remember playing against him earlier in my career, and obviously the past few years, he's definitely a guy you want on your team. You don't want to get caught in the train tracks when he's coming down.
But he's like one of those guys, like where you can as Crowder, I'm sure, used to do at Dolphins practices, Crowder, like you would, antagonize people a little bit just for fun. It would help pass the practice.
Test them for future games with guys that like to bully people. You got to see if they got a little testosterone in this.
But certain guys you knew you couldn't do that to because it was going to come to blows, right?
Yeah.
So is he that guy, Frank? Like, he's that guy. Like, you can't really mess with him because he just might lose it.
No, he's good with his teammates. I wouldn't try and disturb him when you're on the other team because he'll get you back for sure.
You're saying that because you're scared of him, right? You don't want to get back to him that you said that he was the scariest because he'll kick your ass.
No, I don't want that to get back to him.
who's the most interesting guy on the Panthers roster? Like, you know, we watch the Brooklyn Nets, and you've got Kyrie Irving, and he's a flat earther, or at least he was at one point. Like, just he's like Ricky Williams played for the Dolphins and was just a deep thinker. Like, who's the most interesting deep thinker on the Panthers?
It's kind of tough, but if I had to throw it out there, I'd probably say Sergei Bobrovsky.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's got a great goaltender and great guy, and you know, he has these routines, and he's always dialed in. He's one of the hardest workers on our team, so you know, with him, he just does a bunch of different things that you don't usually see out of, that I've never seen out of goaltenders and out of any player. His routine every single day is super interesting, and it's very impressive to see him do it day in, day out.
Who's the guy on the Panthers, and I know you guys can't go out as much as you used to before COVID, but who's the guy that picks up the check for dinner every time? It's never a question. This dude pays for everything.
I'm going to say Yans again. He's always one of those guys that will be the first one to offer to pay for the guys and do stuff like that. But we play a lot of credit card game on the road too, and something I miss for sure. I love seeing there's some guys that get upset with picking up the tab, but it's all fun.
Now, what's the credit card game? That you don't know if you're going to end up with the tab?
So you put your credit card in a hat, and you have the waitress to pick them out one by one, and the last card that's in the hat is the one that's paying for it.
And so have you ever gotten dinged on the credit card game?
Oh, yeah, I think everyone. If you ask anyone, if someone's been dinged before, everyone's been dinged. So you definitely don't want to pick up that tab when the whole team's there. Maybe when it's like you're at the Cheesecake Factory with three guys instead of Mastro's with 15. So.
So do you? I mean, do you have one that was particularly brutal, or you've escaped the real brutal ones?
I haven't had a brutal one in a long time. I think there was one maybe in Arizona like 3 or 4 years ago when this is when I was in Boston. It was like probably like 15 of us, and I think I got caught with a pretty heavy one. So hopefully I never get one of those again.
When Frank Vetrano signed, you signed a big contract extension recently. So you had to have bought something extravagant. What'd you buy?
You know, for me, I'm a big shoe guy, so that's something that I kind of collect, and I'm always buying. So I'm a big shoe guy, whether it's Jordans or anything like that. I'm always I like fashion a lot, so I'm always keeping up with what's the latest and greatest, and you know what shoes are valuable and whatnot. So I try and get my hands on those before the prices get jacked up.
Frank, I don't know if y'all even do this in the NHL, but the rookie dinners, mine end up being over $17,000. Is that number close to some of the dinners that you've seen or paid for?
Yeah, I've definitely seen some heavy bills and stuff, but when we do rookie party, there's a cap that we put on it for the rookies and stuff, so we don't want to drain their bank accounts too heavily. So there's a cap that we put on it, but I've definitely seen some big-time bills over the past few years.
Frank, y'all are nice because the bill was about $10,000 or $11,000, and at the end when they saw the bill come out, Junior Seau started ordering bottles of Louis the 13th, which was like $3,000 a bottle. So he just started ordering bottles to take home because he didn't think the bill was high enough. Hockey players are nicer than football players, as you're speaking to me right now.
Yeah, we look out for one another, you know. Rookie nights, rookie dinners is one of the best. Definitely a night you'll remember the rest of your life. But, you know, you got to enjoy it and have fun. And, you know, like I said, you don't want to drain the rookie's bank accounts. Too early.
Yeah, well, Zach Thomas and Junior Seau did not show any mercy on Channing Crowder during his rookie dinner.
I wish Frank was my veteran. Goodness gracious.
Frank Vetrano, again, he is on fire, and we've enjoyed watching you, especially these last three games. Panthers are in Nashville tomorrow night. You'll be able to hear the game on 560 WQAM The Joe with Doug Plagans and Billy Lindsay. You'll be able to see the game on Fox Sports Florida with Steve Goldstein and Randy Moeller. Frank, thank you for making time for us, and keep up what you guys are doing, because I'm telling you, we are having so much fun rooting for you guys this season. So keep it up.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me, guys. Take care.
There you go. Frank Vetrano from the Panthers. Yeah, it's interesting because I always like to find out like who's the – like he didn't even hesitate. Keith Yandel, funniest player on the team, and also the dude that's always picking up the tab. I got to look at Keith Yandel's contract. It has to be huge. I mean, he's played in the league
for
so long.
Keith Yandel's the guy to be around. I can stay laughing and leave my wallet at home? Come on, man.
I mean, I'm thinking about marrying him. Well, I mean, this guy's – let's see.
Well, we have to fight for his love. This could be a reality TV show. Goodness.
Let's see. Keith Yandel, career earnings. Let's see here.
Big bank. I don't even know what is big bank.
$69 million.
Nice.
That's $17,000 is pudding. Well, $68 million after taxes is still, what, $45 million?
I mean, no wonder he's always in a good mood and joking and picking up the tab.
Yeah, $40 million in the bank. Y'all want to hear a joke?
All right, there's fun. I want to get to know more Panthers this season.
Keith Yandel is Joe DeJoseph.
He's got bad jokes, but it doesn't matter. He's Joe DeJoseph with money.
40 M's. Goodness gracious.
Yeah, I want to get to know more Panthers players this season because they are a fun team to root for.